to shut us down, down. Gonna be hard to shut us down, down, down. Down, down. Gonna be hard to shut us down, down, down.
Welcome to the Sound of Faith radio broadcast, heard every weekday at 12:45. Right here on the Kingdom Keys Network. So glad you tuned in today, because this week is a special set of broadcasts that I'm going to bring you all week long. You don't want to miss it. Damon Thompson is a preacher affiliated with Karen Wheaton Ministries. You can go to theramp.org for more information on his ministry and Karen Wheaton's ministry. You will be blessed by staying tuned right here. I promise you, it is not hype. It is reality. Listen to this message about Jonah.
Verse 7, and they said to one another, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? And what people are you? So he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Now you're talking, Jonah. Now you're talking. I know you're in trouble, but that kind of talk will get you up. Oh, Talabaka. I fled his presence, but let me tell you about him. He's real. I may have lost his presence, but let me tell you about him. He's holy. I may have lost the glory, but let me tell you, that doesn't change who he is. My God is the one true living God. Verse 10 says, then said the men were exceedingly afraid. Said to him, why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled the presence of the Lord. Because he had told them, then they said to him, what shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. Verse 12. And he said to them, pick me up. Oh, when I saw that, y'all didn't get happy as I did. He said to them, I'm too far down. You're going to have to pick me up. Hallelujah. Pick me up and throw me into the sea, and then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to the land. Wasted effort, wasted energy, trying to stop the storm without disconnecting from the cause of the storm. Some of you are going to come in here and spend all weekend trying to figure out how you can stay in that perverted relationship you're in. My God. How do I get Jesus and him? How can I serve God and have her? How can I serve God and keep listening to what I've been listening to and watching what I've been watching and going where I've been going and talking the way that I've been talking? I cannot just continue. How do I get these? But no man can take a new patch and sew it onto an old garment, or else both of, come on now, somebody. No man can take new wine and pour it into old wineskins. God did not bring you to the ramp to put your old life and your new life together. He brought you here so you could say, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to the land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow tempestuous against them. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish over this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it has pleased you. Verse 15, so they picked up Jonah. So they picked up. Arise. Pick up, pick up. Three times he went down. God, through repentance, gave him the opportunity to be properly positioned by three times being willing to go through repentance. He said, throw me overboard if you need to throw me overboard. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. If I had time, I'd tell you about the time they threw a stick in, but I don't. To try to get an axe head to float. I can tell you about the time they stretched out a rod, because there's something about putting the wood into the situation that makes the water change its nature. Because, come on, because I'm the one that deserved to get thrown out of the boat. But Jesus got on the boat and said, throw me off instead. He caused the storm, but throw me off instead, because you're going to find out. You're going to find out later on that he spent 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish as a prophetic picture that Jesus said, you deserve to be thrown in the storm. But he who knew no sin became sin, that I through him might become the right. The devil said, you got to throw Eddie James in. Jesus said, you're right, but I'm the substitute. Throw me in. Verse 17, I'm closing. Stand up. Oh, hallelujah. He's here. Most of you are already standing. Verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now the end of the story is Nineveh broke out in revival. The end of the story is God withheld judgment for 150 years over the city of Nineveh because of the radical prophetic anointing of Jonah walks in, says 4 words, and the city breaks out in revival. But how did Jonah get there? He got swallowed by a great fish. Has anybody ever heard of the ichthus? The ichthus has become, I'm going to run now, the secondary, primary symbol of the church outside of the cross. The ichthus is a fish. Can we get a close-up of that right there? That's a fish. I got one around my leg. I got one on this arm. I got a couple over here. Why? Because when the apostles were being persecuted in the early church, they were having house meetings. And when they would have house meetings, they would take a stick and they would draw a half of a circle in the sand. And then if it was safe to come in the meeting, the next person that came in the meeting said, nobody's recognized that they've gone in there. I'm going to finish the fish. And in the sand all over private Pentecostal house churches, there were pictures of fish in the sand. If you go back to the oldest manuscripts, you will find in those manuscripts fish. You can go back to the old caves and walls in this region of Palestine and find where men carved in fish, because God was going to give us a prophetic symbol that the way for you to separate from your disobedience is to get consumed with such a radical Christianity. The man got thrown overboard, but he did not miss his purpose because he was swallowed by a great fish. Some of you have heard the Dagon message. Half fish, half flesh. Why fish? Because it was becoming an anthropomorphic picture of the fact that God would raise up a generation of people that had such a radical Christianity that they would draw a fish outside of their house meetings, and they were literally saying, we are risking our lives by going to prayer, but we will be glad to risk our lives to be in the presence of God. Listen to me. Listen to me. I want you to get this. The only thing that is going to cure your disobedience and restore your purpose is for you to get swallowed. You need to be consumed. You need to get in the belly of a radical Christianity. You need to get in the belly of the real Bible-believing, devil-casting out signs and wonders. You need to... Don't put a fish on your shirt. Don't put a fish on your bracelet. Don't put a fish on your Bible. Get swallowed tonight. Get swallowed. It'll make you stink. You'll spend time alone. People won't understand you. But the end is you get spit right back into the place that you should have been in had you never operated in disobedience. Come on, somebody. So. We get touched by church. We get touched by religion. We get touched by going to a conference. We experience something when we go to a gathering like this, but we never let ourselves get consumed. Jonah got consumed, went into the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, and when the fish vomited him back out, it did not vomit up the same man. until Jonah became, in my opinion, the greatest forerunning prophetic voice of evangelism in the entire Old Testament. Jonah only gets a few chapters, but history says that he is the most profound prophetic voice of repentance in the entire Old Testament. I'm not going all the way down this road, but I even believe that Jonah operated somewhat under the spirit of Elijah that would ultimately fall on John the Baptist. I believe Jonah was a forerunner. Jonah was a forerunner for Johann. Come on, somebody. Jonas was a forerunner for John. Jonah preached the message of repentance before anybody else was preaching the message of repentance. Jonah preached the message, turn from your sin, when nobody else was preaching. Primarily in this day, prophets wrote or spoke to kings, but Jonah goes to the people. And the dove, the dove comes into Nineveh and turns the city upside down with true repentance. We're here tonight, friend, and listen to me. Hear me. If you're operating in disobedience, you're going to go down, 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 until you say, I will arise. You listen, you have a choice to make tonight. Either you drowned or you get swallowed. Either you drowned or you get consumed. Our God is a consuming fire. History said that Jonah was scarred from the digestive juices that would have been flowing through the belly of that whale. Jonah must have reeked when he walked back into that city. The Bible tells us that the fish in verse 10 of chapter 2, so the Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah on the dry land. But the Bible says something else that I think is so powerful. Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 1. Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly. The prayers you pray from the place of being consumed are the prayers that change nations. When you say, I'm all in, God takes your prayers and he raises up kingdoms and tears down thrones.
For more information about partnering with Karen Wheaton Ministries and The Ramp, please visit our website, theramp.org. Together, we can awaken a generation.
You're listening to the Sound of Faith radio broadcast. I'm featuring this week a sermon from Damon Thompson. He's affiliated with The Ramp Ministries. That's Karen Wheaton's ministry. You can go to theramp.org to find more information about that. For more information about this show, or if you want to listen to a show you've missed or download one to your computer, it's simple. Go to kingdomkeysradio.org/soundoffaith. That's kingdomkeysradio.org/soundoffaith. Now, I want to thank Hair by Cheyenne for support of this ministry.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne Charter. It is my desire to serve the Lord with my gifts, talents, and abilities. I do not consider this to be just a job, but an opportunity to share the truth of the gospel message. I specialize in haircuts, color, perms, or the look for that special occasion. My phone number is 806-335-5031. By appointment only.
I'm almost out of time today, but before I go, I want to remind you of something. If you won't give up in your walk with God, there's nothing and there's no one that can stop you or shut you down. God.